Okay, so let's take up this separate point, nothing to do with what we've been doing, but I suppose an interesting question over here in Nazir. It's on Lama Tesamel. So the Mishnah says like this: Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Okay, so that's Pashut. That's nothing new, actually. I mean, I think Tosis mentions that was mentioned earlier. It's just kind of just bringing it back for this particular topic. Now, Gilach Osha Gilchu Listim Sosir Shloshim Yom. So, if if a Nazir shaved, or if he was forcibly shaved, then it's Sosir Shloshim Yom. And the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean? That if he shaves or is shaved, it's so says Shloshim Yom. Okay, when you look at the Psukim by Nazir, you only find it by Tumah. That we say that, for instance, let's see, where did it start here? In Naso. So it says, V'chiyomus meis olav befesa pisom, v'timei rosh nizro, right? And then it says, where does it say? I'm sorry. Where is it? Yipli yom rishon. Hold on. Right, at the end, right? V'gilach hanozer pesach olmo, is rosh nizro, v'loch hasar rosho. It's in Yud Beis. V'hizir la'Hashem as Yemei Nizro v'hevi keves ben she'anaso la'asham. So if a Nazir becomes Tomei, so he has to bring Korbanos. V'ayom ha'rishonim yiplu ki Tomei Nizro. So if he accepted Naziris and he started the Naziris, question of if it has to be passed the first day or not. But he started the Naziris and then he became Tomei for whatever reason. Mazed Shogeg Anus, doesn't matter. He basically has to start over. All the days of his Naziris are gone. And even if he had accepted a long Naziris, he would have to start over. Okay. But it doesn't say that by the Taglachas. It doesn't say by the Taglachas that you have to start, that you lost anything, or that you have to start over. So the question is, where exactly is this halacha from? So, for instance, by yayin, there is no din like that. If a nazir drinks yayin, so he'll get malchus for every time he drinks the yayin, but it's not so to the naziris. So where do you get this idea that when he shaves or is shaved during his Naziris, it's he loses 30 days? And what does it mean he loses 30 days? Okay, those are the questions. So it's interesting. It's interesting. The Gemara actually later on Mem Gimel, I think it is. No. Mem Dalet? Yeah, Mem Dalet, the Gemara says that Taglachas, where do we get the idea that Taglachas is Soser Shloshim Yom? So the Gemara simply says, Bo'inon Gidol Se'ar V'Haleka. Like the way we'll see in Tosin a minute. He simply needs to have Gidol Se'ar. In other words, there's no separate din, like by Tumah, that it's a soser. It seems more like a practical issue. Okay? So let's take a look at how Tosfos learns this halacha. What does it mean to be soser shloshim yom? Okay. So Tosfos is like this. Oops, wrong one. Yeah, he says like this: Stam nazir shloshim yom kvar shaninu zeh beperakama. V'aydi debayil misni Gilach Oshe Golchu Listim Sosa Shloshim Yom Tani Nami Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So this is not a new din. This we learned from the beginning of the Sechta. It would be a strange place to put the din of the basic idea of Stam Nazir, so all the way on Lama Tes. So it's only being brought back because of the din of Gilach is Sosa Shloshim Yom. So how does it work? He said like this: V'taima de Sosa Shloshim Yom Mishum de Boi Nizirus Sheyala Lo Taglachas Shel Mitzvah Kidei Sheyehe Saro Godal Kefi Sheroi Legadel Kistam Nizirus. So he says, that's exactly what this Mishnah is telling you. Mishnah is telling you that the Nazir needs for his shaving at the end, for the Taglachas Yom Mitzvah, he needs to have hair that's as big as if he were a Stam Nazir, as if he was Mekayim, the Stam Naziris. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling you. The Mishnah is telling you that what is a Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom? So if this Nazir is shaved, he's going to have a problem fulfilling his mitzvah of Giluach at the end, because the mitzvah of Taglachas at the end has to be done to an entity of Seir of Gadol Pera. What's the entity of Seir of Gadol Pera? Well, if you look at what a Stam Nazir is, that's going to be the Shear. So since a Stam Nazir is 30 days, that's a Cheftza of Seir of Gadol Pera. And that would be sufficient, and that's what he would need for his Taglachas Shel Mitzvah. So if he gets shaven in the middle of his Naziris, essentially he's going to have to wait, according to Tosos, he'll have to wait 30 more days. Right? He'll have to wait 30 more days. Why? In order that at the end, to get out of Naziris, you need a Taglachas Shel Mitzvah. So in order to have a Taglachas Shel Mitzvah, he'll have to grow out his hair to the shear of the Taglachas Shel Mitzvah. So it's a practical problem of the Taglachas. He simply can't perform Taglachas Shel Mitzvah. That's the way Tosos is learning, right? Now, Tosos has a little bit of a difficulty with the Lashon. Let's play it out a little bit. It goes like this. So what does he mean? It's Sosa 30 days. What does that mean? So he says, Myri Shegalchu biyom melos. Share im galchu be, Bisheni o yoser, lomar yustar sakol. Eich yachzor viyimne mashe mone kvar. That's a little bit of a messed up lush, you know? Has he changed it around? He shouldn't have to. I think it's the opposite, right? Hold on, let me see. But the point is like this. When you say it's Sosa Shloshim Yom, that sounds like you're saying the guy's going to have to add 30 days to his Naziris. It sounds like he's going to have to serve 60 days now. Because Stam Naziris is 30 days. And now you're telling me he's losing 30 days. So that sounds like he's going to have 60 days. Now why, but according to Tosos, why would a guy have to have 60 days? Doesn't make sense, right? All he needs is a Taglachas Shel Mitzvah. So let's say he starts his Naziris, and on the third day, he gets attacked by the band of shavers, okay? So what's he going to have to do? He'll simply, according to Tosos, have to count 30 days. So his whole Naziris will have lasted 33 days, 32 days, 31 days, whatever it is, right? So why does the Mishnah say he loses 30 days, which implies he's going to have to do a 60-day Naziris? So Tosa says, you must learn, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he got shaved on the last day. Now he's going to have 30 more days, right? In addition to the first 30. Go ahead, what? No, see, because let's say I did Naziris for 3 days, right? So now how many days in total am I going to have to do? I took upon myself a 30-day Naziris, and now I got shaved on day 3. How long is my Naziris going to last? It's going to last 33 days. So what does it mean I'm Sosa 30 days? Sosa 30 days sounds like I'm burning 30 days. Like I'm taking 30 days and I'm tearing them up. And now they are not going to count. That's not the pshat. That's not the simple meaning of Soser 30 days. Soser 30 days sounds like a 30-day entity that you had is going to be destroyed. In some sense, you're burning 30 days. Now, as opposed to Soser Esakol, right? So for instance, so therefore he says like this. You see the changes over here? What do they do here? A lot of changes in this Masechta. A lot of Ronchbergs. He says, right. I'm sorry, where did he go? He says, oh, yeah, Lama Yister Esakol. Oh, I don't have the change. Someone I was learning with the other day had some other Tosos in this, some other comments in the Tosos. Something like Ein Yachs or Vim Nemasha Monakvar. Not Eich. Okay. No, he's not going to have to do it all over. He just needs the 30 days now to have the hair. But he says, but there's no din that what he actually did is gone. He says, "Ulai hachi nami komer." So ser, and this is what you're saying, Nisan. Maybe you can interpret it like this: So ser ad she yihu saarosav kidei shloshim yom. Kach nimta beferish harav Rabbeinu Yitzchok. So maybe you can interpret it like that. That it's not so ser on the past. It's going to be so ser until he gets to the point where he has 30-day growth. Meaning he won't be able to finish until he has another 30 days. And that's going to work out like this. If a guy accepted upon himself a 60-day Naziris, right, you can do that. You can accept upon yourself any term of Naziris you want. As a minimum of 30. Let's say a guy accepted upon himself a 60-day Naziris. And on day 30, he gets shaved. So now he's fine. He does nothing. He just continues and carries on as normal. That's Eino Soser Klum. See, that's the problem. It's going to be a little strange. It's going to come out, if a guy took a 60-day Naziris, and he gets shaved on day 30, nothing happens to him, basically. But according to this pshat, that's what it would mean. Because it's not really a Soser. It's not like Tuma that breaks the past. It doesn't destroy what you did. It's not like you have to start over. You just have to make sure that at the end you have Mitzvah Taglachas. So 30 days is Mitzvah Taglachas. So the guy took a 60-day Naziris, and on day 30 he got shaved. Well, at the end of his 60 days, he'll have a 30-day head of hair again. So therefore, that would be Eino Soser Klum. Dika Dayan Gidel Seyar Kodem Yom Taglachas. Vim Galchu Acher Shekolu Yomov. And let's say somebody shaved him at the end of 60. Ve'ein gidol seyar soser. Oh, now what did he do? He says min va'ad l'rabbona nimchak. Min ve'ein ad l'rabbona is nimchak. So then, how do you read it? Gidol Seyar Soser Shloshim. Oh, no. V'im Gilchu Achar Shekol Yomov Soser Shloshim. Whatever. But the bottom line is, it's not going to make you go back over the 60. You just need to have the 30, okay? Yeah. That's the way the Tosus learns. That's the way Tosus learns. And the Rivan over here. If you take a look at the Rambam has a whole different shot. The Rambam says like this. He says, Nozir Shoshosa Yayin, this is in Vav Ha'alef. V'ochal yotze min hagefen v'afilu yomim rabim eino soser mimein ziruso afilu yom echad. V'cheinim gilach mi'ut se'ar rosho. Bein b'shogi bein mezud. Nisgalach rov rosho bein b'tar bein ke'ein tar v'lo nishar min hasaros k'dei lochof rosho an le'ikron. Bein b'zodon bein b'shkago. So what number would that be, guys? A number one? A number two? I don't know. How short are the clippers that you can't shave or turn over the hair? That's what my nephew used to ask me about that. Okay, so then it's afilu gilchu listim ba'ones reza sosa shloshim yom ad sheyiye lo pera v'achakach maschalimnos. So what is the pshat? So what's the pshat for Rama? Sosa shloshim yom. Yeah. What do you say? Well, that's a tam. I just want to know the halacha. What does he have to do? And then? That's right. So Rambam learns it pretty straightforward in terms of a literal interpretation. In other words, it puts his count on hold for 30 days. He cannot count for 30 days. So if he had a 60-day Naziris, let's take the case of Tosos. He had a 60-day Naziris, and what? And he got shaved on day 30. He'll have to wait 30 more days and then resume his count. So he'll have a total of 90 days. So according to the Rambam, it's true. It's always Soser Shloshim Yom. In the sense that it's always going to extend your Naziris 30 more days than it should have been. Right? So he removes that problem. Because according to Tosis, it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes it'll have no effect on him. It just means, Tosis says, it means he'll have an extra 30 days if it's on the last day, that's all the Mishnah's talking about. But there's no special rule, there's no universal interpretation of Sosa Shloshim Yom according to Tosis. But according to the Rambam, there is. The only thing is, what kind of an idea is this? And where does the Rambam get such an idea from? The Gemara that I mentioned to you before, Mem Dalid, just says like this. He says, the Gemara says, he says, when the Gemara wants to say, maybe Taglachas should extend, should be Soser HaKol, right? Meaning you have to start over completely like Tuma. So he says, Eino din shelo tistor, bo inon gidol seyar, v'haleka. As the Gemara says, the only reason why you have the idea that Taglachas is Soser Shloshim Yom is because it says bo'inan gidol se'ar v'haleka, and the Rivan says kidei l'kayim bo mitzvos giluach. You need gidol se'ar kidei l'kayim bo mitzvos giluach b'yom avos karbonosov v'haleka. So it seems exactly like Tosos pshat. Seems like the Gemara is really bearing out Tosos pshat. How does the Rambam interpret this Gemara to come up with this idea that, and what is his idea in the first place? That it's Sosa Shloshim Yom. What does that mean? A guy simply can't count for 30 days. Interesting. Yeah, does the Rambam give any further explanation of his din? He gives you the case. Keitza, no dar naziris mea yom. Ulach asim yom niskaleach rov saro hareid zeh shoa shloshim yom ad she yarbe seyar sar rosho. V'achar shloshim yom mona. Shmonim yom. Tashlom yimei naziruso. V'chol osan shloshim yom kol dikduke naziris olav. Elo she'ein olin lo min aminyan. This is a very interesting idea that he has the shame nazir. He has all the dinim of nazir, all the isurim of nazir. He simply can't count. He simply cannot count. So he can't advance on his count, but he is completely has the dinim, all the dinim of Nazir. Yeah. He had something like that in the beginning of the year, by the guy who's Makabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaros. There's some hole that he has all the dinim of Nazir too. He just can't start his count. Yeah, so if you take a look, the Rambam does say something in the Perish Shnayos, right? He does say something in the Perish Shnayos. What does he say there? He says like this. Kvar biyarnu. No, he's like this. Kosov b'tora bin nazir. Gadel pera. Okay. So it says in the Torah about the nazir that he grows his hair. Right? Kol yemei neder nizro ta'ar lo yavor al rosho. All the days of his naziris, of the neder naziris, he can't remove his hair. He can't shave his hair or remove it. Ad malos hayomim asher yazir lashem kadosh yeh, until the end of the days of his that he's a nazir lashem, he will be a kodesh. Gadel pera sa'ar rosho, he will grow out the hair of his head. Okay, gadel pera sa'ar rosho. Now the Rams are like this. Gadel pera. The Torah says gadel pera. Ula achashen is bor etzleinu shestam nazir shloshim yom. Now that we know a nazir is 30 days, hare haseyar sheyielo shloshim yom nikra pera. Now we know that a 30-day growth is pera. Ula kach im gilach rosho yamten shloshim yom ad sheyielo pera. V'oz yaschil limnos v'yashlam ha-naziris. V'kmochein omru bo'inan gilo pera v'leka. So he's going to explain how he interprets that Gemara. He says like this. The Torah says gadel pera. And we know that pera is after 30 days. Of course, stam naziris is 30 days. And now what? Therefore, he says, if the guy was shaved, if he shaved his head, now he has to wait 30 days until he has a pera. Then he can continue to count. Like we say, bo'inon gidol pera v'leka. The only thing is, it doesn't make any sense. Because you don't need to have 30 days of hair to count. You count until you get 30 days of hair. Right? I mean, it's like Tosis, really. Was, well, you can't say, the Rambam sounds like he's saying, since he got shaved, now for some reason he has to have a gidol pera in order to count. But no, but you don't need a gidol pera to count. Because a guy can take a shave and start his naziris. Right? So what is the Rambam talking about? Yeah, if you just forget about everything that we said up till now, except for the problems, except for the facts. And what would you say, just as a formulation, just purely based on the formulation? What would you say about the Rambam? Well, let's phrase it. Let's put the facts like this. If you when you accept Naziris, what do you have to do? You have to be a gadol pera for 30 days, correct? And if you start your naziris as a baldy, that's fine. There's no problem with that. You simply must go 30 days and then of gadol pera and shave. Okay, good. But if he shaved in the middle, now he has to wait 30 days before he can continue his count. Whoa. How would you unravel that? How would you formulate that? What could you say about that to explain those facts? Just as a matter of logic. Well, let's put it this way. Let me put it this way. Sometimes it's easier to think about it if you put the focus on a question. What if I would ask you this question? What is the point of his waiting 30 days? What is he accomplishing by waiting 30 days? If he can't count, then apparently he's missing something. And it would seem that the 30 days is remedying that problem that he has. So you have to say it better. He didn't do an action of undoing para, because he didn't have para yet. He didn't have para yet. I mean, hear what you're saying, though. Let's put it now into a brisker terminology. What would you say? If you want to answer this question in a brisker way, what would you say? Don't say he did an act of undoing para. That's too wordy. Don't focus on the act. The act isn't, because he didn't do it. He could have been attacked and shaved forcibly. So we don't care about the act. It's not like you were saying. It's not like a kanas, because he could have been an honest. There has to be some halachic reality that is occurring and being changed by the waiting. So what does the waiting do? What does it do? So let's say like this. We'll work it backwards. Say that the waiting, if a person, you see from the Torah that Gadel Pera is 30 days, okay? And it would seem that the Rambam is learning like this, that the din of counting your Naziris is you have to be able to count a process of Gadel Pera. That's the minyan. The minyan is within the Maisa of Gadol Pera. Okay? So, growing out your hair, that's like the activity of the minyan is based upon. For like the Pasuk says, he is a Gadol Pera. Gadol Pera Se'ar Rosho. Kol Yimei Nede Nizro. All the days, the yomim, the Torah is associating the yomim with this process. Ad melos hayom asher yazir l'Hashem kadosh yeh gadol peras arosho. So the maisa of the minyan of the melos is brought about through a counting of the days of gadol pera. So you don't have to have a pera to start. You're osik in gadol pera, and when you get to 30 days, you can say you have finished. If that's the stam naziris, problem is like this: the Rambam is learning that when a guy has the shame giluach is soser the shame gadol pera. In other words, The shame giluach in the gavra of being shaved is an identity that is contrary to gadol pera. And the only way he can continue to be a gadol pera is if he can remove the shame of giluach. But how do you remove the shame of giluach? You can only remove the shame giluach with gadol pera. So once he is shaved, now he is removed. It's according to the Rambam, Gadol Pera and Giluach are Tarti Desasri. A person can't simultaneously be a Gadol Pera and a Giluach. Those are two identities. Those are two shamos in the Gavra. He's either a Gadol Pera or Giluach. He's either shaved or growing. Okay? So the problem is like this. Once he becomes shaved, That's an identity within him now. He has to undo that identity. The only way to undo the shame giluach is with the contrary identity of the entity that is the opposite of giluach. Now you have to come to the full shame god of you have to have the heftz of para now. Once you have the heftz of para, now the whole mice of giluach has no kiyam left in you. There's no remnant to the mice of giluach. Now you've completely undone the idea of giluach, because now you have the cheftza that comes about from the absence of giluach. You understand? You can't remove the shame giluach until you have the cheftza that is dependent on the absence of giluach. And the Torah has defined for us what the minimum shear of seyar is. What's the minimum shear of seyar that stems from the absence of giluach? That's the stam naziris. So therefore, he says like this: if a guy is counting his naziris, see, you think about it like this. Let me ask you the question. Let me put you like this. See, Tosus would say like this. He'd say, look. Let's say a guy was. Let me ask you this way. Let's say a guy gets shaved on his day 20, like the Rambam says. So why don't I just say, wait till he gets back to where his hair was on day 20, and then continue. Right? Just wait till his hair gets back to where it was on day 20, and then he'll be able to pick up. So that's. That's Tosus' way of thinking about it. Like, you need a cheftza of hair that's 30 days. So as long as you get back to there, you're okay. But the Rambam would say, no, once a guy is shaved, that's a qualitatively different, he's now in a qualitatively different state. He is now defined by giluach, whether he wants it or not. That's an identity. That's a shame. Now, in order to remove that, now we have to get him back into the state where we can call him a grower. We have to get him back to the state where we can say he is he's involved in the gidol pera that he accepted from before. We have to reinstate his gidol pera from before. We have to continue him being a gidol pera. The only thing is, the problem now is, the shame of Gidol Pera that he had from before was now removed by a shame of Giluach. In order to get back to that, he has to undo the shame Giluach. The only way to undo the shame Giluach is with a positive cheftz of the Seir. Correct. Like, once you accept Naziris, now you've created these contrary categories of Gidol Pera versus Giluach. Okay, once you have this objective, now you can have a quality to the absence. So now there's an objective. So I have to be Oseik in Gidol Pera. I have to be Oseik in Gidol Pera. So, but that also sets up the identity of someone who is a Soser Gidol Pera. So how do I go back to being a Gadol Pera when I have been defined as a Soser Pera? Okay. So I'm saying like this, that he has to remove the shame Giluach. And that's what the Rambam is trying to say over there. That until he removes the shame giluach that's in him, it doesn't matter if he wants it or not. In order to remove that, he can't get back to the maisa. It's kind of like he's been sidetracked from his activity, and now he has to reinstate himself as a person who is partaking of the positive gidol pera, as opposed to a guy who is simply removing the shame giluach. In other words, removing a negative is not a positive. And the mitzvah of the minyan is to be a is to is the is Yazir Lashem Kadosh Yeh Gadol Peres Arosho. So once the guy starts his Nazirus, now he's Osek in Gadol Pera, and then he took a wrong turn, and now he's got to make his way back to being a Gadol Pera. But what brings him back to being Gadol Pera? Removing the identity that is the antithesis of Gadol Pera. But how do you remove the identity of the antithesis? You have to have the Cheftza that exists only from the absence. The problem here is it's inactivity. And we're trying to turn the inactivity into an activity. So how do you differentiate? How do you differentiate? So he's saying when the guy, there's the Gadol Pera. Oh, okay, let me just put it down like this. There's the final formulation like this. The guy, in order for his Nazirus, he has to be involved, he has to define himself in his minion as involved in Gadol Pera. Okay, yeah, that's the difference between Tosus and the Rambam. Tosus is learning the minion Hayamim, just go on independent of Gadol Seir. It's like Yayin. There's no difference. You can drink wine and the days continue. You can be bald, so you can shave and the days will continue. The only thing is, at the end, you need a mice of Taglach HaShel Mitzvah. So you just have to be sure that there's a Cheftza of Taglach HaShel Mitzvah. Okay, but the Yomim are independent from the Gadol Pera. The Rambam is learning the Gadol Pera is part of the minion of the Yomim itself. In order for the minion of Yomim are constituted by days of Gadol Pera. Gadol Pera is considered like an activity. Okay, so the only thing is that to define the person as a Gadol, the shame of a Gadol Pera is contradicted by the shame of Giluach. So a person can't simultaneously have a shame of Gadol Pera and Giluach. Those are Tarti D'Sasri. So once he starts his Nazirus, he's a Gadol Pera. Then if he gets shaved, he has a shame of being shaved, of shaved. Shaved and growing are Tarti D'Sasri. Okay, there's a different states. Okay, so the only way for him to be considered, the only way he can get back to the Gadol Pera is to remove the shame Giluach. But the only way you can remove the shame, so what's the shame of Giluach? The shame of Giluach is taloi on an effect of being shaved, of not having hair. So the only way you can remove the shame of Giluach is with the Cheftza that only exists in its absence. That's Gadol Pera. Because the Torah already defines Gadol Pera as that which exists in the absence of Giluach for 30 days. So therefore it comes out like this. Once he starts as Nazirus, he has to be Osek in Gadol Pera. The shame Giluach is a tar to the Sasri, to the shame of Gadol Pera. So therefore the only way he can get back to being Gadol Pera is to remove the shame Giluach. The only way you can remove the shame Giluach is to have the Cheftza that's defined by its absence. That's the Seir of 30 days. Then he can continue on his Mice of Gadol Pera. Right. See, that's the interesting. Right. See, the interesting thing is you can say like this: that Machshava is a Koveya when you start out. Right. If I start out, if I shaved, and then I say, okay, I'm going to accept Nazirus. So now that's a maisa of being koveya myself, legado pera. That gives me a definition. That's what gives me the initial definition of being a gadol seir. That kabbalah of this objective. The only thing is, now that I have a maisa of giluach, that's a new identity that was imposed upon me. And I can't do another kabbalah. I can't. There's nothing I can do, right? So either you're gonna wind up with a strange idea that shaving is not a soser of gadol para, and I could be in theory shave every day and still be gadol para, which is ridiculous, right? So you must say the only alternative is to say that shaving is like an objectified stira to the maisa of gadol para, but it has its own removal. It has its own natural removal. After 30 days, you're no longer considered to be in the state of the haircut. So the haircut will be koveya, a certain identity. That's going to undo you're trying to define yourself as a gadol para, and that you accomplished with your Kabbalah, because that's your machshava, and machshava is kamaisa. So it's like I'm saying, I'm involved in this now. I'm koveya myself for this objective. The only thing is, reality is now going to slap you in the face and say, you are now and henceforth someone who is in the state of being shaved. And you can't come back afterwards and say, no, I want to go back to being out. It's no longer, there's no new mice of Kabbalah's Naziris anymore. So your machshava has been destroyed against your will, but that's the reality. And that has to be the reality, because you can't say that Giluach is not a contrary to Gadol Seir. That's just preposterous. So against your will, you are no longer Osek in Gadol Pera, because now you have the identity of being shaved. And you can't fight that anymore with a new machshava. It's too late. So the only way you can continue is if that shame naturally ebbs away. The only thing that removes that shame is 30 days. Now you can go back to the maisa of the activity that you have to be kovei yourself, and then you have to actually be doing it. If I'm kovei myself and I get shaved, then it turns out I'm not doing it anymore. So how do I go back to doing it? I have to be out of the grasp of the shave. That takes 30 days. Now I naturally will go back.